Hey, welcome back to Preacher Handshake. We are excited to begin season two of our podcast, but we wanted to share with you a little bit about what we're excited about for the new season and a little bit about what's going on in our lives because there's been some changes in our lives since the last time we talked in the spring. So, Hannah, tell us what's new in your life.
Yeah, so a lot has changed in the last couple of months. I was living in Edinburgh, Scotland when we started this, and now I am in Moscow, Idaho. So in between now and then, I've finished writing my master's thesis. We've moved, spent some time with family, and now I'm here getting ready to pastor a church in Moscow, Idaho, which is a bit of a culture shock and a place that I'm really excited to learn all about. I'm nervous and scared and really excited to work with these people. They seem like really good people. It's a really interesting community. So, yeah, I start in a week and I'm very excited about it.
So some people might be familiar with Moscow, Idaho, shows up in the news sometimes. Tell us about your church and yeah, why you're excited to be with them.
Yeah, so Moscow's a really interesting town. If you've paid attention to any of the news, there's a large Christian nationalist cult here. And I do say cult intentionally. So if you've seen Doug Wilson in the news, Christchurch, that's all here. But they're really like the big bully in town. That is the way that a lot of people describe them. And so the town itself is trying to kind of fight back about that. And my church is definitely a part of that. So they really are very justice oriented. They're compassionate. They're inclusive. They care about the people in this town. And I think we're all just really eager to show an alternative of like, this is what it means to be Christian. And this is a better way of doing this. And this is not what this means. And to make sure that people like in this town and broadly, honestly, in this country know that like there's another way to be Christian. And so I'm excited to be a part of that work. It feels like something that has been important to me and has been on my heart for a while. And so it's nice to find a congregation that not only is in the middle of it, but they really care about it and are doing some interesting things. So the way that things work is they only do a traditional church service two or three times a month. And then the other alternating weeks, they're doing some sort of like service project, or they're bringing in experts to talk about different things to see the way faith relates to the things that we're doing in the world. And so it's exciting. They practice what they preach, and that makes me really happy. So they're cool, they're weird. I'm all about it.
Yeah, sounds like a perfect fit. Love it. Cool.
Yeah, so what's new with you?
I have not moved or had huge dramatic changes in my life. I'm glad to say that I have transitioned from being a PhD student to being a PhD candidate. So I'm in process there of right now going through some review board stuff so that I can launch some research for work on preaching. And so that's been so much fun. It's been a busy summer doing some stuff with that and doing ministry and really trying to invest deeply in this community and with my family. And so things are good. Got preschoolers and second grader, all doing their thing. And that's been really, really, really fun.
Very fun. And your church just got a new ministry resident, is that right?
Yeah, so we launched a brand new program, a pastoral ministry resident. And the idea here is to invest in somebody pursuing pastoral ministry and let them have some experience in all aspects of ministry and also really help our church, bless our church with a new voice, some new perspective, and some new help. So that program just started. She's on week one, really. She's had one Sunday so far. And that's going to continue to develop. It's a year-long residency that we're trying out and hoping that it becomes a program that we can continue so that we can continually be a place that's investing in young emerging leaders and then sending them out or developing them to do ministry right here in this community wherever God is calling them.
Wow, that's really cool. I love that. And I feel like it's a continuation of something that I know you're really passionate about too, like helping, give opportunity to people who maybe wouldn't see themselves as somebody who is a minister, or helping them give training to them to equip them, you know, is really cool.
Yeah, and that's sort of what this podcast is all about too, is we really believe that preaching is better when it's done in community and with collaboration, and when we're able to engage with one another and get feedback and receive feedback. And so we're really committed to finding lots of diverse voices who we can talk about the craft of preaching together. And that's what last season was all about. That's what this season is all about. And we're really excited about the guests that we've got lined up. They're from lots of different places all over the country. And I think it's going to be fun to see different voices doing really good work. And those voices are going to help all of us, I think, to be better communicators and better students of both the scripture and our communities.
Yeah, I'm excited for the people that we're going to get to listen to. I really love good preaching. I really love listening to people from different places. And so it's really nice to hear from a lot of different voices and to just see the way that people are processing why preaching matters today, I think is still an important question, a good question. And it's been really interesting already to hear the ways that preachers and pastors are ministering to their unique context. And also, I think in a lot of ways have an eye toward what is happening culturally, what is happening in just preaching today is really interesting, really helpful.
Yeah, so we're so excited about season two of Preacher Handshake.
Yeah, so we're launching season two on September 25th with a new episode coming out every 2 weeks. As always, you know, we want you to like it and share it with your friends. And if you have advice for who we should bring on or guests that you'd love to hear, email us at preacherhandshake@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at preacherhandshake.